Joshua chapter 1. We know this passage, but can you just turn this down slightly, Mark, please? Thank you. It says this: after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the River Jordan into the land I'm about to give you to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot." And then it goes further down into verse 5. "No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." And so then Joshua went through the camp and spoke to the people. And then he spoke to some of the tribes who were actually staying behind. And said, "Listen, you're going to stay here. The troops are going to go and fight, but some of you are going to stay behind." And this is what he said in verse 18. "Then they answered Joshua," this is the tribes, "whatever you've commanded us to do, we will do. And wherever you send us, we will go. Just as we fully obeyed Moses, so we will obey you. Only may the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. Whoever rebels against your word and does not obey your words, whatever you may command him will be put to death. Only be strong and courageous." If you haven't got the theme already, well, I don't know where you've been. And if you haven't got the song in your head, but we're going to sing at the end, well, it's an old one, but it's a good one. The title for today is Be Strong and Courageous. Be strong and courageous. In that verse 2, I love it when it says, he says to the people, get ready, yeah, get ready. The old scouts motto was be prepared, yeah, be prepared. And very often we're not prepared, are we? We're not ready. We're casual. We're laid back in our Christian lives, in our Christian experience. God is saying, come on, guys, get ready. Be prepared. Just great to have Mark with us today. He's not very often gets time off, but isn't it great to have Mark? He knows what it means to be prepared as a soldier. He knows exactly what that entails. Yeah, when you're getting ready, then it really you do get ready because you're going to be inspected. And you've got to have things right, otherwise you're in the clink. So get ready, it's important. Verse 3 says this, it says, "I will give you every place where you set your feet." What a promise, yeah? And that promise, guys, is for us as well. God is with us, he's with us. He's going to give us those things that we ask and seek for as we live our lives and we go forward in him. Verse 5 says, "As I was with Moses, so I will be with you." As I was with anyone in the Bible, so I will be with you. We can put our name in there. God is going to be with us. He's not just the God of Moses or Joshua or Daniel or the disciples, right? He wasn't just for biblical times. God is our God. He's just as much our God as he was their God. He's no lesser God, yeah? He's no lesser God. He's not on half power now. He's on full power, exactly full power. And as he was with Moses, so he will be with, put your name in there, yeah? When you're in those difficult times, when you're struggling in those areas, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And that's tough, as that verse that Nick just quoted, yeah? So tough, isn't it? I wonder how Elisha's feeling today. It's tough, isn't it? And let's be real, guys. This is real life, and it's tough. But God hasn't left him. God hasn't left us. He will never forsake us. Be strong and courageous is repeated those three times. In fact, it says, be strong and very courageous. Be strong and very courageous. Guys, we can do this, you know. Sometimes we feel we can't do it, don't we? Sometimes we feel, I can't do this anymore. It's a struggle. It's a battle. One thing after another. Bang, bang, bang. Yeah. And that's what the enemy's tactic is. It's to give up. Yeah. That's the enemy tactic coming again to the war illustration or the army illustration. His tactic is to put us off. His tactic is to deflect us. Is to put us in the wrong direction. But the commanders are saying, no, guys, we're going there. We can do this. We can do this. We've got a plan. We're going forward. And guys, we have a plan in God. Yeah. We are in God. We are his children. We're part of his kingdom. Yeah. And we're going forward. We're going. Yeah. We're not standing still. We are going. We can do it. He said to them, you are crossing the River Jordan. Yeah. He didn't say you might get in the river and you might not get to the other side. He didn't say some of you might make it. He said, we are crossing the River Jordan. He didn't say some of you are going to drown halfway across. No, he says, we are crossing the River Jordan. And today, guys, we are crossing through. We are living life and we are crossing. We are on our way to glory, yeah? Through all those difficulties, through all the problems. Sometimes it does look as though we're crossing Jordan. Some of us maybe can't swim and think, how on earth am I going to get across the Jordan? I wonder how those people managed. I don't know. But we are, everyone got across. Old, young, animals, we are going across. And guys, that's today is what we have in Christ. We are going forward in him. Let's look at another passage in the Bible. Let's look at Matthew chapter 14. If you've got your Bibles or your tablets or your phones or whatever it is, Matthew chapter 14. Let's listen to this. It's a well-known passage of scripture. We've already sung a little bit about this today. It's where Jesus walks on the water. In verse 22, it says this. This is after Jesus has fed the 5,000 up on the mountain. He says this. Immediately after that, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he dismissed them, he went up onto a mountainside by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You have little faith," he said. "Why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Jesus, amazing thing at the beginning of that story. After feeding the 5,000, and Jesus being obviously speaking to the people, as the leader, he says to the disciples, "You go and have a break. I'll send all these people away. I'll do all the clearing up." That's a good lesson there, isn't it? Something to think about. Yeah. That's what leadership is. But that's what he did. That's just a throwaway, by the way. But that's the truth, yeah? He didn't say, "Well, listen, guys, I'm off in my chauffeur limo now. You know, I'm off. Leave it to you." No. He stayed and did all that. Anyway, forget that. Jesus tells his disciples to cross the lake ahead of him to the other side. He says, "You cross the lake to the other side." We see there a confidence in Jesus. He wasn't saying to them, "Well, look, guys, I might see you tomorrow. It just depends. You know, if you get across, I'm not sure. There's a storm coming." No, he didn't tell them about the storm. He just said, "You cross over to the other side." And he left it. There was no problem. He said, "I'll look after these 5,000 people, plus all the women and children." So there must have been probably 10,000. I don't know. "I'll look after them. You get off to the other side." You see, he had confidence his disciples were going to get to the other side. He had confidence in himself because he said it, but confidence in his disciples. Do you know Jesus has got confidence in you today? Did you know that? Why has he got confidence in you? Because of your ability? Because you can do it? No. He's got confidence in you because God is with you. Yeah. Jesus knew he was with those disciples by his Spirit. God is with us by his Spirit in every situation, in every circumstance. So he's got confidence in you. When you've got no confidence in yourself, God has got confidence in you that you can do it. He knows where we're going. He knows how we're going to get there. And guess what, guys? He's coming too. He's on the journey with you. God is on the journey with you throughout the week. Monday morning, God is with you in that journey. Just amazing to think that God's got confidence in me. Yeah. Thank you, Lord, that you are with us today in every situation. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I don't know what crossing you're going over today. I don't know what your Jordan is. I don't know what your Galilee is today. But we are going to get through, guys. We are going to get through. We are coming to glory. If you've got Jesus in your life, then we are getting through. And nothing's going to stop us because Jesus has said, yeah. That's why he could say to his disciples in confidence, go to the other side of the lake. He knew what was going to happen. His word is just eternal. And his word is powerful above any other word. He has the first and last word. He's the Alpha and Omega. We've been speaking about it today. The enemy has no word in that. You see, he meets us then in that story in the midst of the storm and the doubt and the fear. That's where Jesus comes, yeah? Consider it all joy when you face trials, yeah? The disciples were well-known fishermen. They knew what it was like on the water, yeah? But it was a heck of a storm. It must have been a heck of a storm, yeah? But Jesus met them in that storm. So don't be surprised, and we shouldn't be surprised when we have issues and problems. Nobody wants problems. Nobody's signing up today for problems. If I put a list on that table and say, yeah, who wants to sign up for problems this week? No one's going to fill the form in, are they? No one's going to put the name. We don't want those sort of things. We're not looking for them. But when they come, guys, yeah, we shouldn't be surprised, but we should know that God is with us. He's going to come to us. He's going to be with us. He's going to solution to it. He's going to find a solution. So in those doubts and fears, know he's coming. So guys, we need to step out into what God is wanting us to do. It's fantastic to see Peter. What a guy he was. He just, well, he said, Lord, if it's you, let me come to you. And he stepped out into the storm. I don't know what he was thinking. Whether he had a confidence to know that Jesus, no matter what happened, he must have done. But then all of a sudden, he finds himself walking on water. What an experience that must have been. It's a throwaway at times, isn't it? When we say Jesus walked on water. Nobody ever in humanity has ever walked on water. Jesus has, and Peter has. Dynamo, the magician, hasn't. Yeah? He might have walked under a plank that was under the water, but he's never ever walked on water, and he never will. It's a unique experience that could never happen. Guys, I don't know what unique experience God is asking you to do. What unique thing that only you can do. But God wants you to do it. He wants you to trust him. He wants you to step into it and do it. And if you find yourself having a little bit of an issue and a problem in that situation, what's going to happen? Jesus isn't going to say, well, that's your fault, Peter. You're going, 20 foot under. You're stupid. What did he do that for? No. What did he do? He reached out. And God's going to do that to us. God's not there pointing the finger at us. I told you so. Is he? If we're in obedience to him, if we're seeking to follow him, then God's with us. He's going to support you. He's going to help you. He's going to lift you up when you fall. He's going to see you through. You see, we need to see beyond whatever that situation is that we're facing. We need to see beyond whatever that obstacle is that we're facing. It might be very imminent, and it might be something that's really worrying us and it's got us all screwed up, but we need to see beyond it and see God through it. And that's where we need each other as well. We need each other to get behind and to help and support. So if you're struggling with something today, then speak to the leadership and say, look, this is an issue. Will you pray for me? Will you put it on the prayer chain? If it's a practical thing, financial or whatever it might be, food or something like that, well, speak to people who can help you. Because we're a body of people. We don't want anyone struggling. We want to be together and help. And I know it's difficult to do that. It's very, very difficult. Certainly in that financial realm, it's very hard to speak to someone and say, look, I'm in trouble, yeah? And it's embarrassing. But try if you can to get over that embarrassment. Speak to somebody in confidence, and it will be in confidence, and we can help. That's what it's for. That's what the body of Christ is for. So you need to see beyond that situation, that obstacle, whatever it is. We need to see that Jesus is coming towards us, yeah? The obstacle's there, Yeah? And all we can see is the obstacle. But beyond it, see through it. Yeah? See through it and see Jesus coming towards you. Yeah? See Jesus around you. Lifting us up as he did with Peter, bringing you through, giving us peace and direction. 1 Peter 5:7 says this, it says, cast all your care on him, because what? He doesn't care for you. He might show up. He's not really interested, no. Cast all your care upon him, for he cares for somebody else. No, he cares for you. It can feel that way, can't it? Sometimes it can feel like it's me again. Some of you know Steve and Chris Hebden, and we've known them for many, many years, and Chris has been ill for years and years and years, yeah? And they've really gone through some rocky stuff, and they're going through some rocky stuff. Those on Facebook with Steve have seen, he's put a post on today, he's had a heck of a week, yeah? Man who's seen tremendous things in God, but those things come. Those difficulties come, yeah? Does God not care for him? Of course he cares for him. Of course he does. In difficult situations, in difficult circumstances, God cares for all of us today, and he cares for you. So the message today is be strong and courageous. Not be strong and give up, or not be, well, in and out, up one day, down the next. No, be strong and courageous. Not because you've got strength, or maybe because you've got courage, but because God is with you. I just want to read an extract now from The Guardian. It was in The Guardian this week. Some of you might have read it. I don't get The Guardian, but somebody sent it to me on Facebook. And it's about a church in Stoke-on-Trent. It's about a Reverend Sally Smith. And she's the vicar of St. Mark's Church, Stoke-on-Trent. And this was the article in The Guardian. And it just challenged me, and I just hope it'll challenge you. It says this. The congregation of St. Mark's Church in Stoke-on-Trent are in tears. The old walls are amplifying a booming version of the traditional Christian hymn, Thanks to God, as an hour-long baptism ceremony draws to a close. It's a powerful, emotive rendition, yes. This particular voice is the Iranian Muslim Amir Naujavin, singing in Farsi. He is one of 16 asylum seekers converting to Christianity on a Saturday afternoon. The white faces that used to make up the congregation of this Chinese church in a deprived area of Stoke have been replaced by an eclectic mix of Iranians, Syrians, Iraqis, Bangladeshis, Eritreans. In just 3 years, the Reverend Sally Smith has presided over the transformation of St. Mark's from a middle-class church to something resembling a refugee processing centre. Some of the members of the local congregation have been receptive, but many have left, saying they feel alienated by the hundreds of new-look Christians. Sally says, "My biggest challenge has been the attitude of some of the people within the church. I've had a lot of opposition, criticism, negative attitudes trying to undermine the work that we're doing. And that's from the white British congregation. I've lost lots of congregation members because of what's happened at the church. They don't want the hassle. They don't want church being messed up. They see church as having a very definite role. And the opening of doors to refugees isn't one of them." She adds, "They expected a vicar's role to be looking after the people inside the church. And one of the insults often levelled at me is, she cares more about the people outside the church than those inside. Well, this is what I'm meant to be doing. And you're meant to be doing it with me. We should be doing this together." Isn't that heartbreaking? Church, today is a day of opportunity for the church worldwide. OCF, today, it's a day of opportunity. Dave, Ailsa, Nick, Mike, whoever, Sam, It's a day of opportunity. Whoever you are, each of us put our name in there. It's a day of opportunity. I don't know what your opportunity is. I don't know what God is asking you to step out into and be strong and courageous. I don't know what boat he's asking you to step out of onto the water. He wants some of us to walk on water in our situations, to see amazing things happen. Hebrews 13:5 says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Yeah, that was said because the children of Israel hardened their hearts. And because of that, they spent 40 years roaming around the wilderness and missing the opportunity of the promised land. Guys, we don't want to miss it. Don't miss it. Don't clam up and think, oh, I can't. Don't clam up. Don't back off even. I'm glad that vicar didn't back off. Don't back off and don't give up. Just go for it. Because God is with us, isn't he? Let's just pray. Lord, today, none of us are here and saying we're 100% right. Nobody's sitting here saying, I've got it all together. Lord, each of us could stand and testify to various issues that we face individually in our families. Lord, we could also all stand up and say, Lord, we've seen you do amazing things. We've seen you do impossible things. And today, Lord, I believe that we stand as the church worldwide, but also as OCF, with opportunity in our hands, with opportunity in our feet, with opportunity in our voices to do amazing things, to see amazing things, because this is your time, Lord. As the enemy raises his head, as we've already heard today from Mark, as the enemy raises his head, then, Father, you want to come and crush. And Lord, I pray that we as individuals, Lord, would take up whatever it is, that we'd step out, Lord, into what you want us to do, that we wouldn't say, that's too big for me, or you don't mean me, you mean somebody else. But Lord, whatever it is you're laying on our hearts, as you speak to us this week, Lord, help us not to harden our hearts, to say, Lord, I'm going to go with you wherever it is you want me to go. Because you're never going to leave me. You're going to never forsake me, Lord. I want to be strong. I want to be courageous in you. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Can we sing that song, do you think?